This is program number LW2471. Well, I don't know if you know much about Oxford University over in England, but it's well known for its religious emphasis. Got a story for you. Hi, this is Larry West. Until the end of the 1930s, that university, Oxford, required every one of its students, I don't care what their major was, to take and pass one of their courses in religion. An athlete showed up one day at Oxford, and in the course of the first few months, he proved himself to be a terrific athlete. Now, we don't play the game much over here, but in England, rugby is to them, I guess, like baseball is to us. The guy was a hotshot rugby player, and in the course of that season, the team had prospects of winning the league championship. Well, the fellow was their star player. But there was a problem. When it came to academics, he wasn't such a hotshot. In fact, he couldn't pass that Bible course that Oxford required of all the students. He had taken the final test in religion class many times and had flunked it every time. Finally, those in charge decided that they would give him his test just one more time. It was his final chance. The governing board decided that if he could answer just one question, orally, just one, that they would pass him and he could go ahead and play on his rugby team and help them win the championship. So he was brought before the board of examiners, and they asked him the Bible question, who was the first king of Israel? Well, the moment was tense, and as the silence grew longer, all hopes of the rugby team seemed to fade. Finally, that hesitant athlete blurted out, Saul. Correct, cheered the relieved professors. Absolutely correct. That's all we need to ask, they said. You may now leave. Well, at the door, on his way out, that uncertain athlete paused unexpectedly, turned to his examiners, and said, But, sirs, I should have added that it was Saul who afterwards was named Paul. Well, with that story, I've got a challenge for you today. If you don't understand the humor of the punchline, then you're no better off than that rugby player. You know, these days, it seems for many of us, our expertise is in our knowing the batting averages of the Braves or the Pirates. We know who's having an affair with whom on any of the soap operas. We can tell you what song is number one on the charts and how long it's been there. But often, when it comes to simple answers from the Bible, you might as well ask us what the rules are for rugby. My challenge for you is spend more time reading your Bible. Ineta Bush is a 34-year-old Maryland woman who is illiterate. She admits she is. Talking to a staff member of the U.S. News & World Report, Ineta says this, When I look at a printed page, all I see is jumbled up stuff that don't make any sense. I get notes and report cards sent home from my kid's school, and there's not much I can do with them. She says she buys all kinds of paperback novels. She says, I got a whole bookshelf that I keep dusted off. I want to read them someday. Then she says, I especially want to read the Bible through because, now get this, because, she says, if you can't read that book yourself, all you have is the opinions of others. There's a lady who would like to spend more time reading the Bible. There are lots of books out, you know, about the Bible, and most of them are filled with worthless opinions. If you can read, then you don't have to settle for worthless opinions. If you can read, then you don't have to settle for what Ineta has had to accept. You don't have to settle for the opinions of others. If you can read, you can read the Bible. And that's my challenge for you today. Put all the other books aside tonight and pick up the Bible and read, well, say just the first chapters, the first five chapters of the book of John. That's a great start. The first five chapters of the book of John. Pick up your Bible tonight and read the first five chapters of the book of John. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. If you don't have a Bible, let me know. I'll send you one. It won't be one of those fancy leather ones, but it's a Bible. It's worth just about the same as a leather one. It's priceless. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.